connectedness to everything and everyone. Our overwhelming impulse at birth is to sustain this feeling of connectedness, to remain attached. If our caretakers are attuned to our wants and needs, ready and able to provide warmth, safety, and sustenance, our feelings of aliveness and well-being are sustained. We remain whole. But of course, that's not the way it works out. Even in the best of circumstances, our parents are not able to maintain the perfect standards of our time in the womb, when everything was provided immediately and automatically in an atmosphere of total safety and continuity. Every unmet need causes fear and pain, and in our infantile ignorance, we have no idea how to stop the pain and restore our feeling of safety. Desperate to survive, we adopt primitive coping mechanisms. Depending on our temperament and the nature of our caretaker's neglect, our feeble defenses take many different forms. We may cry constantly to get attention. Alternatively, we may withdraw from the touch and attention of our neglectful caretakers, denying that we even have needs. Though we do what we can, already the world feels unsafe, and love is rationed.
Meanwhile, throughout childhood, we are also being socialized, molded by our caretakers and communities to fit into society. We are told what to do, what to say, how to behave. We see behavior modeled by friends, teachers, and TV characters, and we are intimate witnesses to the relationship modeled by our parents. Observant and malleable, we learn what to do to gain love and acceptance. All this socialization chips away at our sense of wholeness and safety, for inevitably, we come to see that certain aspects of ourselves aren't working. These aspects may include the way we look or talk, the things that interest us, our abilities, or our attractiveness as boys or girls. In the interest, again, of survival, we repress or disown parts of us that society finds unacceptable or unlovable. Our sense of all rightness diminishes further, and we end up as shadows of our whole true selves. To the degree that our caretakers in our society are able to support the emergence and solidification of our innate impulses, and to the degree that we are allowed to be ourselves, we survive and prosper. Most of us have had good enough caretakers and we do all right. Others of us didn't fare so well, and our lives are handicapped by our deep hurts. But all of us, to one degree or another, are nursing childhood wounds, coping as well as we can with the world and our relationships, using that feeble set of defenses born in the pain of childhood, along with parts of our true nature that we've stuffed into the drawers of our unconscious. We look grown up, we have jobs and responsibilities, but we are the walking wounded, trying desperately to live life fully, all the while unconsciously hoping somehow to restore the sense of joyful aliveness we started out with.